Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studio, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police have outlined their strategies to investigate and crack down on so-called car meetups in the city. More from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
It's been a quality of life issue in Philadelphia and other cities. Drag races and cars doing donuts in the streets or organized on social media. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel wrapped up a news conference at which the department says it's making a special effort to send a strong message that these events won't be tolerated. Chief Inspector Ray Evers said the department has put together a car meetup investigative group, which has detectives sharing intelligence with patrol officers, especially detectives with expertise on social media. He said police are also using cell phone analysis and data collection to get in front of car meets and to investigate them once they happen.
Police have seized 50 cars and arrested 27 people since a car meetup last September in 11 locations throughout the city, according to Evers. New Jersey Transit train engineers went on strike today, leaving hundreds of thousands of commuters looking for alternate ways to get to and from their destinations. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty, the latest.
Negotiations broke down just before the midnight deadline, grinding trains to a halt. Passengers at the Hamilton station were left scrambling for options to get to work.
My alternate right now is just taking the Amtrak, but the Amtrak is like booked up. It's like $118 ticket.
Governor Phil Murphy and New Jersey Transit CEO Chris Calori say they want to give workers a fair raise, but not at the expense of customers or the agency's long-term viability.
And the truth is, we can deliver a fair contract to every New Jersey Transit employee without abandoning our hardworking neighbors.
The unions are saying, give us a fair deal, that sounds about right, no matter what the cost. Well, that second part is where we're all hung up on.
The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers says New Jersey Transit seems to have hundreds of millions of dollars for a new headquarters and everything else, but not for paying its workers, and that Amtrak and other rail operators pay their engineers $10 an hour more for the same job. Negotiating is set to resume on Sunday. Her baby wasn't breathing. She rushed the child to the nearest hospital. Problem is, the nearest hospital is Crozier Chester Medical Center, and it's closed. Luckily, this time, there was plenty of help available. Doctors, nurses, and medics were there for a news conference held by Governor Shapiro on protecting health care from private equity companies. Peggy Malone is the president of the Crozier Chester Nurses Association.
Not one child should ever die because those closed our hospital because they never cared about the people in this community. But we do. And this is why we've been fighting so hard. And somebody has to open our ER now.
Paramedics saved the child's life. Lawmakers in Harrisburg are considering a bill to allow the state attorney general to block or place conditions on the sale of health facilities to for-profit companies. Shapiro says that and other parts of the Health System Protection Act would prevent what happened to Crozier from happening again. A shooting at the Logan Elementary playground in Northwest Philly has left an 18-year-old dead and a 17-year-old wounded. It was around 6 last night when police say they responded to the shooting at 17th and Ruscomb Streets in the Logan neighborhood. They found the 18-year-old with several gunshots to his chest and torso. He was pronounced dead just after 6:30. Philadelphia Police Inspector Scott Small says two shooters opened fire on the school's playground.
For someone to fire 38 shots on school property during the day, it's just a very, very heinous crime.
The 17-year-old was also shot in the hand and leg. He is in stable condition at Einstein Hospital. Community activists were on the scene to offer support to neighbors and plead for an end to the city's violence, like John Brown, who spoke to NBC 10.
This is not normal. This is not right. So it's just like, this, like, why are we pretending like this is, like, okay? Like, this, like, kids shot on the black. I remember playing on the blacktop when I was like a little kid. I remember doing that. I remember playing. I've been living there my entire life.
Police say there are cameras on campus which captured two men in dark clothing running from the scene. They say they currently do not have any motive for the shooting. A warning for drivers in Philadelphia. The parking authority activates another red light camera in the city on Monday. That's when a 45-day warning period will start for the new camera at Front Street and Hunting Park Avenue in North Philadelphia. After July 2nd, anyone running the red light there will be mailed a $100 ticket. There are now red light cameras at 34 intersections in Philadelphia. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.